Recorded live from the heart of the Bakken, it's the Williston Works Podcast.
Welcome to the Williston Works Podcast, brought to you by the City of Williston. Williston Works brings you in-depth discussions with the entrepreneurs, small business owners, and investors who are getting it done in Williston, North Dakota. I'm Sean Wanko, Executive Director of the Williston Economic Development Office, and I am glad to have here today is Lenny Johnson. He is the owner of Genesis. Lenny, great to have you on the show. Let's talk a bit about what is Genesis. What do you guys offer?
Sure. Genesis is a name-branded retailer. So we sell clothing, sunglasses, footwear, just a name-brand clothing.
Well, and you know, this goes back a long time with you and I with Genesis, because I want to say we've been going on 10 years now. When we first made contact and we started talking about opportunities that might be in Williston, because you're a transplant from Dickinson, originally from California, yep. And we talked prior. And when you guys started to look up here, it was you and your brother. But let's go back to that day when you made the call. You came out here. We were driving around. Let's talk about that process.
Sure. I'll never forget. You know, I met you from a previous job, and then, like you said, my brother and I started the company in 2014 in March in Dickinson, and I got in touch with you. We came up here. I remember driving around in that white Suburban, and we were looking at places that we could potentially go to, and at the time, we didn't pull the trigger. I think if I could go back, we definitely would have. We wouldn't have waited so long, but 2010. Is when we opened. 2014 is when we actually made the jump to come up here.
Yep. Well, and again, you know, we always go back to when we talk about business development is patience is key. And, you know, with you and I mean, there was a lot of discussions, like you said, before you finally decided to pull the trigger. And you pulled the trigger on what now is a very successful business, albeit we've had the ups and downs with what's going on, you know, with the economy here and there. But it was very successful. But I think it was that time off the front end that you took to really analyze things, look at where the best fit is. I that helped out quite a bit. So I go back to, I just long story short, I tell investors and developers a lot, just be patient. You know, a lot of times people come in the office and say, well, I want to do this and I want to open it by next week or the next couple of weeks. And we're like, that's not going to happen. I mean, you're talking months. You might even be into a year or so before something happens. And this was the case.
Absolutely.
But a little bit of history. When you started with the store, it's now called Genesis.
Correct.
Originally it was called Starboard. Yep. and you've had some changes here over the last year.
Sure. So as I said, in 2010 we started Starboard. In 2014 we opened up our Williston store, and then as of January 1, 2020 we renamed the Williston store to Genesis. My wife and I kind of took over that store and we just renamed it. So we're still here every day. We're still the same owners. It's just my wife and I.
How about the name Genesis? What's behind that? What does it stand for?
Sure. So it was a new beginning for my wife and I. It also obviously has biblical ties. And then lastly, we feel that every customer goes through a Genesis every time they go through a change of attire or a style change, if you will. And so every time that, you know, if you think back to, it's funny now in the 80s, we're still wearing the things now that they were in the 80s, but every, you know, iteration of a person's style comes up with a new change.
Sure. Well, I don't want to show my age too much, but I'm a product of the 80s. So I'm all about that, man. If you got clothes that would mimic the 80s, I'm all for it.
It is.
You
know, the tie-dye's back. I just shake my head. Birkenstocks are back in store now. It's just crazy to see the cycle.
Let's talk about this from a business and sales standpoint.
Sure.
Okay, Genesis is very successful in Williston. You're running a retail brick and mortar store, and you look at what's going on, not even right now. I mean, this has been a long time coming when you look in the news. I mean, there are brick and mortar stores, retail stores, that are filing bankruptcy every day. How do you approach that from a different aspect that you're seeing success and a lot of these others are going under?
Well, I mean, other than just being blessed, there's a couple of things that we'd attribute it to. Number one's our community. I mean, Williston is, when we first were coming up here, everyone told us to to wave off. My wife and I went to college in Minot. We met there. We knew plenty of people from Williston there. And everyone was moving back home after college. And you talk to other people in the state, it's like, don't go to Williston.
Right.
So when we came up here in 2014, you kind of had that mentality of, oh man, what are we getting ourselves into? Man, what a great community. I mean, I can't say it enough. What the community does is so, so good, not only for the residents, but for business owners.
Right.
So I would definitely attribute it to our community. Number two, I think what people are noticing is, you know, there's a lot of talk about the millennials and how they want to order online and they don't want the interaction. In my belief, we're made to interact with each other. And even though that the coined phrase is that people want to order online, they don't want the interaction, I just think it's false. I think that the millennials are not used to what good customer service actually is. Now, do we get it right all the time? Absolutely not. There's still people that come in, you know, and maybe we don't do it exactly the way they're anticipating. But one of the things that I really try to hammer home is our customer service level, because good customer service brings people back. It's a statistic that keeps getting proven over and over and over again. So good customer service, our community, and we just continue to try and bring in new brands that everyone's looking for.
I think you're right on about that. You know, one thing we talk about, you know, when you were talking about Williston and people are like, don't go to Williston, that really is why the podcast series has been a success is, you know, I hear a lot when I work with investors, entrepreneurs, they come back and say, well, you know, you're supposed to be positive and promote the community. That's your job as executive director. So the podcast series is like, you know what, I'm going to just pull the people that are doing it and getting it done out there and let them tell their story. And then you can make up your own decision. And it, you know, it's exactly, you hit it on the head. You look at Williston, your first thought is to maybe write it off or look at other areas first. But when you get here, a lot of businesses find, even though you have ups and downs and stuff, it's still been tremendously successful for them. And then your customer service aspect, you're right. When you walk into Genesis, and I'll tell you from experience, you guys provide a level of support like no other. And I joked with you last week, I went in there to pick up a hat, and one of your salespeople got a hold of me, and by the time I left, I bought a hat and a shirt, and he almost had me sold on a $200 pair of sunglasses. And I didn't have to answer to my wife, I probably would have bought them. But you don't get that sort of feeling with online shopping. You know, it may be easier to do it online, but I tell you what, I mean, you walk into your store, I like to just look at the things and
touch them
and touch it and feel it. And you had a great salesperson to push that. So with what's going on right now, obviously COVID-19, huge punch in the gut to everybody. And it's not just a Williston thing. This is globally, and people are being affected by this globally. What have you done? Because what was unique about Williston, we saw COVID kicked off, then we had, you know, a drop in oil prices. They're even trading in the negative there for a while. But what I was really proud of is I saw a lot of our small businesses throughout this, they got it as creative as they could. Yep. To minimize the impact that they were going to see. And everybody was going to see impact because there was quarantine and people were losing their jobs, getting laid off. But again, I go back, they got very creative, and we lost a few businesses as a result of COVID, but we didn't lose anywhere near what some of my counterparts did in other cities. Absolutely. And I attributed that to what you guys, you know, did as small business owners out there to really stay ahead of the game on this. But how did that affect you from the store, and what did you guys do to make adjustments?
So the first couple things we did, we shut down for a couple of days to kind of gather information, talk to staff, make sure we were all on the same page. And the staff wanted to keep going. They felt like work brought some sort of normalcy to life where they could depend on work. And so we took some time, we re-merchandised, we cleaned everything. And then when we opened back up, we had protocols that cleaned after every customer. We quarantined closed for 3 days. And then once the governor, once we kind of went out of green light, I made masks mandatory for employees, not for customers. Mm-hmm. And once the governor went back to green light, I made them optional. So we just tried really hard to keep it clean. You know, different studies come out all the time and they're changing this and changing that. But one thing that we have continually found is that it's not really transmissible through try on clothes. And so we still quarantined our clothes. And then we really tried to cross promote. We tried really hard. We had a really good customer come in, and every paycheck, he said he was feeling guilty that he had a job and all these people were losing jobs. every paycheck he came in and bought gift cards, and then it was our responsibility to figure out how to give them out. And so we were using the gift cards to cross promote with some of the other restaurants and other local businesses. So cross promoting, using Facebook, trying to market the best we could.
You know, I've heard that a lot in our filming of season three of this podcast from the businesses. And I point this out again, too, is you look at the Midwestern values and you look at this community and the way the community came together for its businesses and for people that may have been affected by this was just phenomenal. It's just like you said, I mean, guys buying gift cards. You know, we had Walt's Market was in here and they were working with the school program for free lunches out there. So, I mean, it's just so unique because, I mean, on top of it, you guys are being affected yourself. I mean, this is your livelihood.
Correct.
And, but at the end of the day, everybody's finding a way to kind of help the people that are out there and help the residents of the community. And it's just, if there's any community you want to be a part of and invest in and you know, and be successful, I always say it's Williston. And it's not because I'm the economic development director sitting here and being paid to say that, because it's because I believe it. And, you know, I was born and raised here. I couldn't wait to move away when I graduated, and I couldn't wait to come back because I realized, you know, what was here and what the value is here. Now, one thing with you, Lenny, you're going to be a part of a new program coming out with the Star Fund in 2021 that we're going to launch, and it's called the Star Fund Elite. Sure. And it's going to be a group of entrepreneurs that have worked with small business development, economic development, receive Star Fund dollars, but they're the ones that are kind of above the fray where they've seen really success above normal. And what we're looking at for you, with you guys as mentors of this program, to really help the new and the young entrepreneurs that are coming out or people that just want to dip their toe in the water. We're going to start right now. I mean, if you're looking at this as being a mentor of this program, being a lead, you know, I'm a young entrepreneur out there, or I have a business idea. What's some advice you'd give me right off the top?
I'd first say start with your small business development center and your local economic development. I'd tell them to come see your office. I'd tell them to come see Keith Olson, because you guys are really tied into what the community needs. And sometimes everyone always thinks their ideas are the best ideas. And so sometimes it's nice to have somebody to bounce their idea off of and, you know, run it through a filter of, okay, this is my great idea that I know I've been staying up late at night thinking about, now what? So you take that great idea and you run it through what I'd say the filter of Small Business Development Center, Economic Development Office, and say, okay, yep, you have a good idea. How can we turn it into a great idea by maybe making a couple of tweaks? And those programs have been just monumental in a lot of businesses in town that I know that have been successful.
Well, and that's always been the philosophy with economic development, is we want to be the facilitator. We want to spur the idea, help get the idea off the ground, and then we want to get out of the way and let the business owner handle it and grow it, because they know they're the ones that are going to make it happen within their business. So. And you talk about, you know, working with Small Business Development Center. Again, I go back to Keith Olson, Regional Director. He works with us with economic development. Our program we have is the Star Fund, which is a 1 cent city sales tax, where a quarter of that penny goes into what we call the Jobs Creation Fund. And, you know, that can be used for low interest loan programs, straight out mini grant programs that are out there. Everything that can kind of help that new business startup, just give them that little bit of bump to help them get over the edge. And I think you had said once, because you worked with us and it was the FlexPace, the low interest loan program. Correct. But when things got really tough, I mean, that FlexPace was important. Am I not correct?
Absolutely. It it helps free up capital, because, you know, anyone in the business world knows cash is king. Yep. And having cash on hand when times get tough, everything gets tight. And so as usually it, you know, in the business world, it gets a little tough to respond right away. And so, you know, having a little bit of wiggle room in there with the flex space, having some cash when it gets tight, it was really helpful.
Good. Any final things you want to add on Genesis or community or anything in general you'd like to just say if there's a young entrepreneur out there?
Sure. I actually have two. Number one is to the entrepreneur, do your homework. There's plenty of resources out there. You just got to know where to go. And if you're unsure, go to the local Chamber of Commerce, go to the Wilson or the Economic Development Office, go to your Small Business Development Center, check out the local colleges. I mean, there's plenty of resources out there to take your idea and kind of spur it into reality. And number two, shop local. Support your local businesses, because I cannot say enough, all the local businesses, all of our tax dollars are dumping back into the city. And the more that stays local, the more things that the city or your county is able to have because people are supporting local businesses.
You're right. I say that all the time. I mean, it's the local businesses that are, you know, they're supporting the ball teams and doing the sponsorships that are out there. And we push that a lot in the office, too. We like to say, you know, give the local the opportunity first, you know, and if, you know, if there's a point, if you feel you're being taken advantage of or something, then that's fine. But I think it's always important that you always look local first and just, you know, give that person the opportunity because they're the ones that really are giving back to the community for us. So with Genesis Clothing, where can we find you at?
We are across from Menards behind Sakura up in the Sand Creek Town Center.
You guys have an online presence?
I don't sell online. It's still all brick and mortar. We do have a website, shopgenesisnd.com. Or if you look for us on Facebook, we show the stuff we get pretty much almost daily on Facebook.
Lenny, I want to thank you for being on the podcast today. I tell you, I look forward to many years of success with Genesis. I mean, I know you've got some big ideas in your head, and I know you're not one that's going to just kind of slow down. So I expect to see you in the office quite a bit in the coming years. So, thanks. Lenny, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Williston Works podcast brought to you by the City of Williston. Please like and subscribe for more interviews and content. And to learn more about Williston, North Dakota, visit citywilliston.com. I'm Sean Wanko, Executive Director of the Economic Development Office, and we will see you next time.